Matthew chapter 26. When Jesus had finished saying all these things, he said to his disciples, "You know that after 2 days it will be the Passover, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified." Then the chief priests and the elders of the people assembled in the palace of the high priest, whose name was Caiaphas. They plotted together how to arrest Jesus by stealth and kill him. But they said, "Not during the festival, or else there might be a riot among the people." When Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, a woman approached him holding an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume. She poured it on his head as he was reclining at the table. But when his disciples saw this, they were upset and said, "Why this waste? This perfume could have been sold for a lot of money and given to the poor." Jesus was aware of this and said to them, "Why are you causing trouble for this woman? She has done a beautiful thing for me. You're always going to have the poor with you, but you are not always going to have me. When she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Amen, I tell you, wherever this gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told in memory of her." Then one of the 12, the one named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver. From that time on, Judas was looking for an opportunity to betray Jesus.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.